This is GQDN for February the 8th. This is Wednesday, 2023. Brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. Today it's going to be all about Nintendo Direct because that just dropped and I just saw it. And here is everything that was released to us. So, we're going to begin at the end of that show, because what was announced is The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom did get an official video to it, but not just that. It looks really good. You can see that all up on the Nintendo Direct, the stuff, everything that I'm going to be talking about can be found on Nintendo Direct. But by the way, I'm getting this all from digitaltrends.com. And I will post this in the GQ2 notes. I'm sorry, GQDN notes on our Discord, which you can get at thegroupquest.com. Now, The Legend of Zelda is going to come out in 3 months, almost exactly. Keep in mind, I didn't write down the dates, but it does look really good, and we'll certainly be talking about this, as well as a lot of other things. Now, there were a lot of games that were announced that would include Metroid Prime Remastered. Now, for those who love Metroid Prime, this is going to be quite the game for you. Personally, I have not played it, but like I said, it does look really, really good. Now, Metroid Prime Remastered will come out for Nintendo Switch. And everything that was announced and that I'm going to tell you right now can be pre-ordered today. So, the physical version will come out on February 22nd. But not just that. There's also some DLCs that's coming. In particular, Splatoon 3, which was announced. And Callie and Marie will be going to these different places. The first one is Inkopolis, and they did give us some video as to what you'll be doing in Inkopolis. Checking out the different buildings, they were talking about the different shops and a lot of stuff that you can do there. One thing I'm forgetting about The Legend of Zelda is that there's also going to be a figurine that will be available on purchase along with a collector's edition, which is going to be absolutely huge for Legend of Zelda. Now, going back to Splatoon 3, this is a whole bunch of color. This is a whole bunch of lots of really beautiful stuff. And you can go check that out if you are a Splatoon player. But later on this year is Side Order. Now, I just came off it, so I don't remember all the dates. Please forgive me for that one. But Splatoon 3, if you got the expansion pass, you'll be able to get this stuff for really, really soon. Now, Inkopolis will be coming in spring of 23. Side Order is all basically a colorless scene. It's all not black and white, but white and an off-color beige or something like that. But that will come out later on down the line. There's not much information that was dropped there for Side Order, but that will be coming relatively soon. Now, there were some other videos that got our attention, and that was Advance Wars 1 and 2. I'm sorry, 1 plus 2. It's called Advance Wars 1 plus 2 Reboot Camp. This is going to be a turn-based anime and RPG and strategy game, and this is a remake of both 1 and 2, and they will be coming out on April the 21st. Now, there were a lot of other things that were going on, and we go to Xenoblade Chronicles 3. They're going to have a DLC, and this one will have Add a Party Member, Masha, and more on February the 15th. Sega's Samba de Amigo Party Central will be released this summer. And they did go through Fresh and Dreamer, which will launch later this year. Now, we have been hearing a lot about Dead Cells. Well, now it has a release date. And they did do some gameplay with that one, because that is going to be Dead Cells Return to Castlevania on March 6th. Now, they did say that a lot of the audio from past Castlevania series will be there, and that looks really good. Now, one game that got my attention, maybe it did yours as well, is Tron's Identity. Well, it's not called Tron's Identity, it's Tron Identity. And this looks like a very interesting game. It's, you got to gain people's trust, you got to do just a bunch of different stuff. And that will be in April, but there's no definite date to that. There were some other very interesting games, such as Ghost Trick Phantom, An Investigation, and Disney's Illusion Island. Now, some of these do have release dates to them, but if you're curious, like I said, I'll post a link up in GQDN show notes up on our Discord, and that's only for our Patreons. But there's one other one that has, I think, a lot of people really looking forward to, is Bayonetta Origins Cereza and the Lost Demons. And they did go through some of the gameplay and what you have to do. Now, keep in mind, everything that I'm talking about is supposed to drop as DLCs or new games this year, or this half of the year. So we'll see what happens. Another thing that might have your interest is Harmony Fall of the Reverie, or the Fall of Reverie, I'm sorry. And that, you get to decide the fate of your people. And there's six different avenues, I believe. That's as I remember it. So we'll see what happens. Now, there are other games that came out, like Octopath Traveler 2. We Love Katamari Reroll. Katamari Demency Reroll. That now has a free trial on the Nintendo Switch. Sea of Stars, which will come out August 26th. And the demo for that game is now online. Omega Strikers. Etrian Odyssey Origins Collection, which they, with that June 1st release date. And here's one, Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe. Well, if you complete that when the game comes out, you get Megalore as the post-game game, which that is getting a demo today, which is very, very interesting. And that comes out later this year. Master Detective Archives Rain Code as a June 30 a release date. Monolith RPGs Beaten Kratos Eternal Wings and Lost Ocean and Beaten Kratos Origins are now remastered for Nintendo Switch this summer. Fantasy Life The Girl Who Steals will now be released later this year. A game called Professor Layton and the New World of Steam was revealed. And there's a new course to Yoshi's Island with the new character Birdo. And that'll be a part of Wave 4 of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Booster Course Pass. And there were some other games that were highlighted, such as Minecraft Legends, Blank, Mega Man Battle Network, Legacy Collection, Have a Nice Death, WB SCE Baseball, Power Pros, Disney Dreamlight Valley, and Tales of Symphonia Remastered. But I do have to end today with backwards compatibility, because Game Boy is now heading over to Nintendo Switch with limited games. And the Game Boy Advance will be going to the Nintendo Switch Expansion Pack, okay, with more games than what Nintendo Game Boy has. But the cool thing here is Game Boy has the original Game Boy background. There is a like an off-color background. I don't remember exactly which one. And there's a full-color background, or full-color screen. Okay. So you have a regular screen, blah, 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 and a full-color screen. So that is all of that. And that's for the original Game Boy. The Game Boy Advance is going to be just that, because Game Boy Advance was all color there anyway. So that is the basic overview of what happened on the Nintendo Direct. You can find us at GroupQuest and at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more games, people. Have fun playing your Nintendo. Go play some games. Come on.